ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवयात्। भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 42. Ko anvatrate akhila guru bhagavan prayasa uttarane asya bhava sambhava lopahetoho मूढ़ेषु वै मदनुग्रह आर्तबन्धो किं तेन त्रे प्रियजनाननुसेवतां नः। को अन्वत्रते अखिल गुरो भगवन् प्रयास उत्तारणे अस्य भव संभव लोपहेतोः। मूढ़ेषु वै महदनुग्रह आर्तबन्धो किं तेन ते प्रियजनाननुसेवतां नः। कोऽन्वत्रते अखिल गुरो भगवन् प्रयास उत्तारणे अस्य भव संभव लोपहेतोः। मूढ़ेषु वै महदनुग्रह आर्तबन्धो किं तेन ते प्रियजनाननुसेवतां नः। बताएं। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग कह व्हाट इज दैट नो इंडीड अत्र इन दिस मैटर ते ऑफ योर लॉर्डशिप अखिल गुरु ओ सुप्रीम स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ऑफ द एंटायर क्रिएशन भगवान ओ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ओ पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड प्रयास एंडेवर उत्तारणे फॉर द डिलीवरेंस ऑफ दिस फॉलन सोल्स अस्य ऑफ दिस भव संभव ऑफ क्रिएशन एंड मेंटेनेंस लोप एंड ऑफ एनहिलेशन हेतु ऑफ द कॉज मूढ़ेशु अनटू द फूलिश पर्सन्स रॉटिंग इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड वही इंडीड महत अनुग्रह कंपैशन बाय द सुप्रीम आर्त बंधो ओ फ्रेंड ऑफ द सफरिंग लिविंग एंटिटीज किम व्हाट इज द डिफिकल्टी तेना विथ दैट ते ऑफ योर लॉर्डशिप प्रियजनान द डियर पर्सन्स डिवोटीज अनुसेवताम ऑफ दोस ऑलवेज एंगेज्ड इन सर्विंग न लाइक अस हु आर सो एंगेज्ड ट्रांसलेशन ओ माय लॉर्ड ओ सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड ओरिजिनल स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ऑफ द एंटायर वर्ल्ड व्हाट इज द डिफिकल्टी फॉर यू हु मैनेज द अफेयर्स ऑफ द यूनिवर्स इन डिलीवरिंग द फॉलन सोल्स engaged in your devotional service. You are the friend of all suffering humanity and for great personalities it is necessary to show mercy to the foolish. Therefore I think that you will show your causeless mercy to the persons like us who engage in your service. Purport. Here the words Priya Janan Anusevatam Nah indicate that the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very favorable to the devotees who act according to the instructions of his own pure devotee. In other words, one must become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. If one wants to become the servant of the Lord directly, this is not as fruitful as engaging in the service of the Lord's servant. This is the direction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who shows us the way to become Gopir Bharataru Padakamalayor Das Dasa Nudasaha. One should not be proud of becoming directly the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, one must seek a pure devotee, a servant of the Lord, and engage oneself in the service of such a servant. The more one becomes the servant of the servant, the more one becomes perfect in devotional service. This is also the injunction of Bhagavad Gita. एवं परंपरा प्राप्तम इमं राजऋषयो विदुः. One can understand the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by the parampara system. In this regard, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Tandera charana sevi bhakta sane vas. Let me serve the lotus feet of devotees of the Lord and let me live with the devotees.
Janame janame hoi ei abhilash.
Following Narottam Das Thakur, one should aspire to be a servant of the Lord's servant, life after life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings,
Tumi to Thakur, tomar kukur, baliya jana more.
O my Lord, O Vaishnava, please consider me your dog. One must become the dog of a Vaishnava, a pure devotee. For a pure devotee can deliver Krishna without difficulty.
Krishna, Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite para.
Krishna is the property of his pure devotee. And if we take shelter of a pure devotee, he can deliver Krishna very easily.
Prahlad wants to engage in the service of a devotee and therefore he prays to Krishna, "My dear Lord, kindly give me the shelter of your very devotee so that I may engage in his service and you may then be pleased." Mad Bhakta Pujya Bhitika, Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, 19th Chapter, Text 21. The Lord says, "Engaging in service of my devotee is better than trying to engage in my devotional service." Another significant point in this verse is that by devotional service, Prahlad Maharaj does not want to benefit alone. Rather, he prays to the Lord that all of us fallen souls in this material world may, by the grace of the Lord, engage in the service of his servant and thus be delivered. The grace of the Lord is not at all difficult for the Lord to bestow, and thus Prahlad Maharaj wants to save the whole world by spreading Krishna consciousness. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I would like to seek blessings of all the assembled devotees to be able to speak on this exalted topic of Srila Prahlad Maharaj, especially His Grace Asim Krishna Prabhu, so that I can speak for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. Few centuries back in South India, Kanchipuram, there was a famous pujari named Kanchipurna. This Kanchipurna was not from a Brahmana birth, but he was a very dear devotee of the Lord. Whole city of Kanchipuram knew the glory of the Kanchipurna. He used to personally fan the Lord every day, and Lord used to personally speak to him. Lord Varadaraj used to personally speak to him regularly, on a regular basis. The whole city of Kanchipuram, if they had to ask any question to Lord Varadaraj, they would ask Kanchipurna, and Kanchipurna will in turn on their behalf ask the question to Lord Varadaraj, and then Lord Varadaraj will reply the answer to Kanchipurna, and Kanchipurna would go back and supply the message to the respective people who were asking different questions. So people used to ask many questions, like any normal day, any normal person's life. When will daughter's marriage, when will my crops will be good, and when all such day-to-day questions. So one day, servant of Kanchipurna. He asked a question to Kanchipurna. He requested Kanchipurna, could you please ask Lord Varadaraj, will I go back to Godhead in this lifetime? So Kanchipurna asked, my servant is asking, will he go back to Godhead in this lifetime? Lord Varadaraj told, oh definitely yes, his back to Godhead is confirmed after this lifetime. And then he told to his servant, Kanchipurna. And the servant was very happy. He was elated and delighted. After this life, I am going back to Godhead. Then Kanchipurna thought of himself, okay, what about me? He asked to Lord Varadaraj. Lord Varadaraj told, definitely not. So Kanchipurna told, what is this? My servant who is serving me, he is going back to Godhead after this life. And what about me? He told, you have not served my devotee. You are directly serving me. That's why you are not qualified to go back to Godhead. Kanchipurna left the service then and there. He dropped the fan, went to another devotee of the Lord, I guess Mahapurna, who had a cow shed, Goshala. And he was serving, started serving as a servant there. And after sufficiently serving there, he was hidingly serving. And one day somehow Mahapurna came to know. Mahapurna came to know, Are Kanchipurna is serving in my Goshala as a servant. And then he told, why are you serving here? Please don't embarrass me. So then he was relieved of his service. And then he went back to Varadaraj. And then again asked the question, will I be able to serve? Will I be able to go back to Godhead? Then Lord Varadaraj told, yeah, now it's possible for you. After this lifetime, you will go back to Godhead. This is the glory of serving a devotee. That's what Prabhupada is emphasizing a lot in his purport. Prabhupada is stressing a lot upon the service of his devotee. Prabhupada often quotes one very famous shloka from, I guess, Padma Purana. Shri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Vishakha ki, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Gaurantai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. The famous shloka which Prabhupada quotes again and again. No, it is from, I think, Shvetashvatra Upanishad. Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha gurau tasya vakatita yartha prakashante mahatmanaha. One who has implicit faith unto Lord Krishna and Guru, to that person in his heart all the imports of the Vedic literature is automatically revealed. He does not have to endeavor separately. So this is a glorious thing. In our Gaudiya Vaishnava line, this guru-disciple relationship and servant-of-servant relationship is very much highlighted and very much focused. Again and again, lot of Vaishnavas, we see lot of guru-disciple loving exchanges in our line, in our disciple succession. Let us start from Srimad Bhagavatam, the character of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj and Narad Muni, they were one of the very famous guru disciple. So when Narad Muni gave instruction to Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj went and performed austerity for 6 months. And at the end of the 6 months, when Lord gave darshan, that time Dhruva Maharaj was very cautious. He was not claiming that I have got success in my spiritual endeavors out of my own capacity to perform severe austerities. He was very much feeling that I have got mercy of my Guru, because of which I am successful now. So these all Vaishnavas, they were more dependent upon the Lord's and Guru's mercy than their own capabilities. Although their personal capability was also very high, but still their dependence on the mercy of the Guru was a far predominating factor in their life than their own endeavors. We see the life of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, he never ever met also his Guru. He just heard instructions from Narad in the womb of his mother. And from the womb he started practicing bhakti. And after coming out of the womb, he never ever came across his Guru Narad Muni again. But when Lord Narasimhadev came and gave him darshan, at that time, he was feeling gratefulness. That we can see from his prayers to Lord Narasimhadev. What to speak of, and you know, we'll come to some other Bhavatam characters later. Coming to our other, further down in the lineage, we see very loving relationship of Loknath and Narottam. So Narottam Das Thakur was determined to take initiation from Loknath Goswami. And Loknath Goswami was also determined not to give initiation to anyone. He was very meek and humble Vaishnava and was never ready to initiate anyone. So finally, after when lot of pursuance happened, and when finally after so again and again repeated endeavors, when finally he got thoroughly rejected, when Narottam was thoroughly rejected, Prince Narottam, then he decided, okay, if not initiation, but I have accepted him as my guru, what to do? So the duty of disciple is to serve his guru. He is not ready to give any service. So I will invent some, I will find out some service. And he started cleaning the stool of his guru, hiding. And he was not thinking that I will be recognized one day from my guru. And he was regularly doing it for, we don't even know how many days. And finally one day, by the inspiration of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the heart of Loknath Goswami, Loknath Goswami was hiding behind the bush and seeing who is the person who is cleaning this place every day for me. And then he came to know this is Narottam. And that is the time when Loknath Goswami got pleased and he initiated only one disciple in his life, that was Narottam Das Thakur. So, this very intimate dealings between a guru-disciple relationship, and a disciple is feeling the desperate need to be dependent upon the guru. Similarly, we see in the life of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was more popularly known as Nimai Pandit. And he was really an arrogant philosopher, an arrogant logician. Nobody could challenge him or defeat him. But when it came to his guru, Ishwarpuri, in front of Ishwarpuri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always had a very humble demeanor. From the day one, from starting, till from the time he met Ishwarpuri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely, Nimai Pandit, completely, he sold out his heart to his guru. And whenever he used to come across his guru, he used to leave aside all his scholarship and just humbly submit and ask instructions. And we know that famous pastime, that once Ishwarpuri wrote a book and he gave his book for editing to the scholarly disciple Nimai Pandit. And he asked Nimai Pandit, could you please edit it? So Nimai Pandit told, I cannot do it. You are a pure devotee. There can be no faults in your writings. But Ishwarpuri told, no, still I want you to edit my books. So then Lord Chaitanya took the book with him. And then read for the whole day. Next day he came and returned the book. He told, I could find only one correction. And he mentioned the correction in the book. So Ishwarpuri told, okay, I will think about it. He took the book. Next day he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told, no, actually what is written in that is perfectly alright. What you told is not appropriate. So Lord Chaitanya told, okay, that's all. He did not even argue. And he established himself to be subordinate. He got defeated only by one person throughout his career of scholarship. That was his own guru. So Lord himself is showing that we have to subordinate ourselves to some great Vaishnava and serve him faithfully and humbly. That is the only way to get mercy of the Lord. We know this pastime of Dhaumya and Aruni. Very famous. Dhaumya Rishi was a very famous Rishi. He was guru of Pandavas also. When Yudhishthir and other Pandavas went for Vanvas, they took many other Brahmanas with them. So Dhaumya was one of the such Brahmana who was accompanying Yudhishthir Maharaj in the forest during the Vanvas. So Dhaumya Rishi also had a disciple named Aruni. We know the famous pastime that once when there was a severe rainfall, he asked Aruni to go and take care of the farms and the fields. The water should not drain out. So the blockage of the water which was there, Aruni was trying to block the water leakage. He was trying again and again, but nothing was working out. Finally, Aruni laid down himself throughout the night just so that he can block the water which was passing out and he could protect. And when throughout the night Aruni did not return, Dhaumya was surprised and he went and he saw Aruni lying there. He was very pleased. And one who pleases his guru so much through his endeavors, through his really dedication, he is that kind of person, is the right candidate to get the Divya Gyan in his heart. Similar pastime comes in the life of Lord Krishna. So Krishna and Sudama, when they went to forest for the firewood, for collecting the firewood for the yagyas, at that time in the night there was severe rainfall. And it comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna and Sudama, they were catching each other's hands and they were holding the stick. So they were together. They were having very loving relationship with each other. For what? For carrying out the mission of the Guru, which was the stick in the hand. So Krishna and Sudama also showed us that we can cooperate with each other, but ultimately the cooperation should not be for sense gratification. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. No, the cooperation should lead us to serve the mission of Guru better, all the more. So, these all pastimes teach us that all these great personalities, all this, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, establishes the importance of subordinating oneself to one's spiritual master or to a great Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada also was having similar humble demeanor for his guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Whenever he used to meet Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to ask, how can I serve you? And whatever 4 or 5 times he met and whatever instructions he got from his guru, he took it very seriously. And that's how we see the two famous institutions laid down by Prabhupada, ISKCON and BBT, as a result of carrying out the instruction of spiritual master. So what happens in the sadhana bhakti? Sometimes a lot of ups and downs comes in our day-to-day life. So when the love for Guru is very much intense in the heart of a disciple, then it gives the strength to overcome all the temptations and all the other fears, all the other obstacles which come in the life. We know the life of all Prabhupada disciples sitting in Juhu. I can remember the life of Giriraj Swami Maharaj, who was having such love and affection for Prabhupada, especially who was very instrumental in the early days of this foundation of this Juhu temple. And coming from a millionaire background, now many of you must be knowing better about him than me, but still I would like to share. Once Maharaj was telling that his sister was having completely different showcase of all his different dresses and different chappals. So she would, as soon as she would find a little bit here and there, she would immediately throw the dress. She would not wear it again. Multi-millionaire background. But here he is all staying under what kind of facility? Almost there is no facility. In India, completely different atmosphere than America. People have faced a lot of challenge in the atmosphere. First of all, the hot, humid atmosphere. Plus, the language. Plus, the people are ready to cheat. And such tough situations. Even the prostitute was sent for Giriraj Swami Maharaj. And Maharaj says, I was just remembering Prabhupada all throughout. I did not want to bring disgrace to Prabhupada. I wanted to bring him pleasure. So that was the driving force for me, for carrying on all the tough situations and obstacles. So the love for the Guru is that impetus in the life of a disciple which helps in the tough times to give up the alluring temptations of Maya and follow and dedicate and continue the path of, which is given by the spiritual master. Lord Kapildev in the third canto also instructs us.
Prasangam ajaram pasham atmanah kavayo viduhu saiva sadhu shukrito moksha dwaram apavritam.
The strong attachment to any material sense object is a cause of bondage. All the great personalities have this opinion. But the same strong attachment, if it diverts, if we get a strong attachment to a sadhu, then it opens the door for the liberation for all of us. And Lord Himself says,
Sadhavo hridayam mahiyam sadhunam hridayam tuham madanyate na janati naham tebhyo managapi.
My devotee resides in my heart and I reside in the heart of my devotee. My devotee knows no one but me and I know no one, only my devotees. So such is the intimate relationship between the Lord and His devotees. So when we please the devotee, Lord automatically gets pleased. Lord is always looking for devotee's heart. Is there any desire in his heart? I want to fulfill it immediately. And if we are able to arouse compassion for ourselves in the heart of a devotee, Lord immediately becomes merciful to us. Otherwise, by our own endeavors, it's not possible to approach the Lord directly. So, on one hand, it is such a glorious thing to subordinate oneself to Vaishnava, please the Vaishnava, and that's how the doors to liberation gets opened. On the other hand, if you don't do so, then there's another extreme end which we can reach. The complete independent mentality, the completely independent mindedness which can develop in the heart of a disciple. That's what happened to Ramchandrapuri. Ishwarpuri, Ramchandrapuri, where the disciple of same guru, Madhavendrapuri. Ishwarpuri was serving his guru without any reservation. And Ramchandrapuri offended his own guru. And later on, started offending many Vaishnavas and finally offended the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. We've seen the life of Eklavya as well. Eklavya was feeling, he was feeling I am right. His own guru is coming and telling him, no, I don't want to teach you. Don't ever learn this Dhanurvidya. But Eklavya was like fighting for justice, trying to find a place in the society for himself. So now our ego can give us such a justification that I am right to such an extent that even Guru is telling, even Supreme Personality of Godhead is telling, Krishna, finally Krishna had to kill the Eklavya at the end of his life. So our false ego can give a different kind of justification that I am really right and nobody else understands me, but I understand myself very much nicely. That was the problem with Karna as well. So both of these personalities teach us that if we become independent mindedness, separate ourselves from the mercy coming from the Guru, then we can go to another extreme, feeling ourselves to be completely independent and feeling ourselves to be completely right. No matter, even if all great personalities are telling you are wrong, Bhishma, actually he had faced severe injustices in his life and he had every reason to justify in his life that why I cannot follow like this, why I cannot follow the path of Dharma. But he never claimed himself to be independent. He always was subordinate to the instructions of the spiritual master. He was always counseling many brahmanas. Similarly, Vitrasur, he also was similarly unfairly treated and he also had every reason to say that Parvati, you understood me, you misunderstood me. I was severely misunderstood. But then Chitraketu Maharaj, in his earlier life, he did not retaliate to Parvati. He did not try to justify himself, he did not try to prove himself right. He just followed, thinking that this is the will of the God, this is the will of the Lord. And then he became Vritrasur, the demon Vritrasur. And he had to undergo lot of hardships. Nobody was his friend. The demigods were praying for him to die. The demons who were trying to use him as an instrument so that they can conquer the demigods. So nobody actually understood Vritrasura. And Vritrasura was always carrying the devotion of the Lord in his heart. And he was fighting, thinking that this is my role which is given by the Lord. And finally, he was instructing Indra. He was preaching Indra when Indra was demotivated to follow the path of Dharma and not to run away from battlefield, not to lose hope and not to lose faith from the words of Vishnu. And the famous prayers of Vritrasura, we know. So in that also, one of the famous shloka which comes, Aham Hare Tava Padai Kamula Dasa Nudaso Bhavitas Vibhuya Manahas Mareta Supater Gunamste Grini Tava Karma Karo Tukaya Aham Hare Tava Padai Kamula Dasa Nudaso Bhavitas Vibhuya. I want to be a servant of servant of those devotees who are situated at the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is the prayer of Vritrasura. All the great personalities will have the similar prayers, we find. And I want to become servant of the Lord. Now, if we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, King Pratap Rudra, he never got direct, acceptance by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never accepted him publicly in an open forum. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always used to reject him, telling him that he is a Vishayi, he is a king, he is a very good. Pratap Rudra was arranging all the facilities for the Vaishnava, all the facilities for the Lord. But the Lord used to tell, he has every good thing, all the good thing, but only one problem he has, that he is a Vishayi, he is a king. So I cannot accept him. But Pratap Rudra was determined to get mercy of the Lord. And all the Vaishnavas were playing for Pratap Rudra. But Lord told, no. As Lord was strict in the case of Chota Haridas, when devotees requested too much to the Lord, that please accept Chota Haridas again, Lord told, I would leave the Jagannath Puri if he comes back. Similarly, he became strict in the case of Pratap Rudra also. And Pratap Rudra did not do anything. He was a servant of the servant. But Pratap Rudra never felt that what is this mistreatment. He was always in the mood of a servant. And he was trying to somehow or get the mercy of the Lord. So all the devotees devised the means. King Pratap Rudra, finally during Jagannath Puri Yatra, we know that in the Jagannath Vallabh Gardens, he started massaging the feet of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the dress of a normal person. Very ordinary dress. He gave up all his kingly attire. And then, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, who are you? Lord, then at that time, Pratap Rudra told, Raja kahe ami tomar dase ranu das, Britera britera kari ei morash. Lord is telling, I am servant of your servants. And my only desire is to become and remain servant of your servant of the servant. Life after life. So this is how Pratap Rudra is presenting himself to the Lord. Not at all boasting that I am the same king who is arranging facilities for you, who is arranging this Rathyatra, who is arranging the comfort of all the Vaishnavas. And Ramanand Rai, when Ramanand Rai wanted to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pratap Rudra gave him retirement with full salary, so that he can serve the Lord peacefully. Still Lord would not accept him. But Pratap Rudra never ever justified that this is mistreatment which is happening to me. I would fight for my legal justice. I will fight for my right. So our mentality, it only depends upon our conscious choice. What we want to be in our life. Whether we would like to follow the instructions of Lord and his representatives and become servant, or I can follow my own way, and my own way means following my own mind, my own intelligence, which is contaminated by the three modes of material nature. So the choice lies with the person. and person feels that I am doing nice seva. He keeps on feeling that I am doing service, which is pleasing. Now another definition, what is actually service? The seva. Let us understand. Seva is an act which is meant to please the object of the service, the object of the seva. The person for whom, for whose pleasure we are serving. We have to always ask ourselves, for whose pleasure am I serving? Is he pleased with my service? Or is he displeased? We know that famous pastime. Prabhupada says, if a guru asks, give me water, and if you give him milk, Gurudev, take this milk. No, that is not what is asked, that is not what is required. Service means what the person, what the devotee wants, what the guru wants. That's what the mistake Eklavya did. When Dronacharya told him not to learn archery, he learned it himself from ghosts and hobgoblins. And then again, when Dronacharya took out his thumb, that time also he did not understand that my guru does not want me to learn archery. He still tried to learn. So that is not what is pleasing to the guru. He might be having skill. He might be able to do big up accomplishment. Any other person may do big accomplishments. But if it is not pleasing, then sharama evahi kevalam. Dharma swanishthitam pumsan vishvaksena katha suyaha na utpadaye yadiratim shrama evahi kevalam. All our religious duties, whatever we are following, if it is ultimately not culminating in attachment, in the increasing attachment for the Supreme Lord, then it is shrama evahi kevalam, unnecessarily endeavors. So we have to always keep inventory of our heart. What kind of desires am I getting? Am I becoming more and more subordinate, or am I becoming more and more independent, or what kind of mentality, what kind of attitude am I harboring in my heart? So that's how our sadhana bhakti life will be taken care. I would like to summarize whatever I have discussed. We started with the pastime of, our main theme of discussion was subordinating ourselves to a Vaishnava or our own guru. We started with the pastime of Kanchipurna. We also looked in the famous shloka, Yasyadeva Parabhakte. We discussed many sacred guru-disciple relationship in our Gaudiya Vaishnava line as well as Bhashrimad Bhagavatam line. We also learned that if we have really love, deep intense love for our guru, then our obstacles which come in the path of our bhakti, it becomes very easy to overcome those obstacles in the trying situation. We also learned that if we don't subordinate ourselves to a Vaishnava, then our independent mentality creeps in and starts justifying that I am really right and nobody else understands me. That happened with Eklavya and Karna. Little injustice apparent, but then they became completely independent. But Bhishma and Vritrasura, they had every reason to justify that why I am right. But they never justified. They always kept themselves humble servants of servants. We also saw the story of Prataparudra. He was also severely mistreated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but never ever became rebellious. He always remained a subordinate. I would like to end here. If anybody has any comments, I would like to invite some comments.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी, अब जो गुरु का जो कृपा है, ये कैसा मिलेगा? गुरु का कृपा एक को मार्केट का को वो आलू प्याज है कि जो जाओ खरीद कर ले आओ, ऐसा कोई मिल जाएगा जल्दी? क्यों ऐसा क्यों नहीं मिलेगा? यदि भक्त प्रयास कर रहा है, हमको मिलना है, नहीं मिलता है, फिर क्या करना पड़ेगा? कृपा कैसा मिलेगा?
So he is asking how to get mercy of Guru. What endeavors we should do so that we will be able to access the mercy of Guru. Now, that's what I told. We can get the mercy of Guru or any Vaishnava by pleasing him with our endeavors. And as I told, service means that act which is done with the sole intention for pleasing the object of our service. So we have to keep looking whether my endeavors, whatever endeavors I am doing, is it pleasing to the Guru or is it pleasing to the Vaishnava? And that is very easy for us to ask. Directly we can go to the Guru and ask, Gurudev, are you pleased? Or what should I do? How can I serve you? That's what Prabhupada used to ask to his Guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So when our endeavors are oriented in a way for pleasing the Guru, then we get the mercy of Guru. And we get empowerment to even accomplish the instructions of the Guru. Any other question anybody has? Thank you very much. I would like to end here. Granthashrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.